Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the typhoon to my earthquake, Rich Stambolian.
Natural disasters.
I am a natural disaster today.
And, I'm so tired. And you also have big naturals.
I have huge naturals. Huge. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just another bleary day in New York. We're feeling that winter, those winter woes, huh?
It's almost over, though. It's almost over. Are you going to that horror convention?
Which one?
Apparently, there's a big horror convention at, like, the LaGuardia Hotel.
No. Is it at LaGuardia or is it in New Jersey?
No, it's in LaGuardia. I think the big event. It's a big horror event.
No, I am not going to that. Do you know somebody who's going to that? I think you
like
do.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the big event. Is this the one? The big horror event. Let's see who's there. It's at the LaGuardia Plaza Hotel.
A lot of wrestling.
Oh, you know what? Kiss Demon's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Kiss Demon. Kiss Demon? Kiss Demon. Oh, Christina Ricci's there. Cody. Cool. Cody, Edge, Charlotte, Ric Flair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually, it's a big event. I mean,
you know
it
what?
It's the big event.
I would love to go to those things, but guess what?
You don't want to be around people. I know.
I don't like standing in line.
Oh, the Acclaimed is going to be there. Julia Hart.
If we had Mr. Gonzo there, that would be a different story because we could make him stand in line and then me and you can go do something else.
That's what would happen. I have zero interest. But you know what? Ahmed Johnson's there, so I kind of want to go now.
Oh, there you go.
I want to ask him about his knee pads on his thighs and his thigh pads on his elbows.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to try to kiss him.
You know what? Maybe I should. You think he'll carry me like a baby? I just want to pay him to carry me like a big baby.
I think if you were like, hey, I'll give you $20, carry me like a baby for 2 minutes, he'd probably say yes.
I think Coco's probably going to this thing today. He loves horror. Loves Jason. He just keeps talking about Jason to me.
All the Jason. Jason Mantzoukas, Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis. Jason Bateman.
A lot of pro wrestling this week, obviously. This is our 450th show. Been doing this a while. We're almost at show number 500. We got to plan something big for that.
Oh, huge. Like, the biggest.
The biggest. You want to go into the news?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that what we're leading with?
I don't know how that got.
I can't repeat that.
WWE is in talks with Colorado and Michigan over legalized betting. They have also filed in Indiana as well. This was a big to-do on the internets today, huh?
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, you know, I put out a, you know, people are such bozos. I put out a tweet and I'm like, hey, how does it work in the UK? You know, like, what's the process? And people are like, what do you mean? You place a bet and then you win. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm asking you, Dodo.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the reality of this. CNBC reported that WWE is set to do it, and they were explaining that the way it would be done, okay, and I'm ad-libbing here, that there's going to be accountability, and they're going to have a very tight-lipped process when it comes to who's winning matches, to the point that talent wouldn't be told till hours before the show, right? Until betting is closed. It is an impossibility, okay? And I was talking to someone over the week over this, and they're like, yeah, but that's how they used to do it years ago, right? Like, you would go to a match and you didn't really know the finish. Yeah, but like in the 70s and even in the 80s, you didn't have so much marketing arm to do, right? So if you know Cody is going to be the guy, there are not only do you know when this is happening, if it's a monumental match, your marketing team knows, your production team works, they got to make production elements, marketing elements, handlers know, other writers know. You need to go through the process. You can't just be like, it's WrestleMania, I don't know who's winning. The Hulk Hogan story of Andre not telling him if he's going over or not, that's not a reality.
Right. Somebody always knows, you know, and somebody will always like spill the beans somewhere.
Especially if money's involved. So the reality of this is it's not going to matter because the bets are going to be small. You're not going to have large bets being placed on professional wrestling. You're not going to be able to be like, oh, you know, Rich, I'll tell you, I know Roman is winning. Why don't you go put $1,000 on him? It's not going to be right. like that. I think the opportunity to make money is going to be so little that it really is not going to matter.
Now, hasn't Vegas had like wrestling betting, or did they just display odds?
I think they just displayed odds. I don't think they've you could take a bet on a match.
The offshore sites are the ones that do it.
Right. Yeah, so offshore betting. Okay. But it's like only like 10 pounds you could bet on a WWE, you know, like it depending on the book. But it's not major as far as I've been educated. I could be wrong, but as far as everything I was educated online over this is what it kind of looks like. I don't think this is going to be a big deal. Now, you know what I do think could be interesting? What I do think could be interesting is doing an over-under on time of a match. Doing a over-under on pins in a match, how many finishers are executed, how many times, how long an entrance could be. Like, these are things that you could take a bet on that don't have to be. Didn't someone lose 100,000 pounds betting on The Undertaker beating Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30? I have no idea. The bets in Vegas are under entertainment. That's just like betting on the Oscars, yes. And they're not necessarily widespread bets. Listen, you know what? If it's a Royal Rumble thing, we do this all the time in my house, right? We do the number out of the hat, and you put in, and you win like a couple $100. Like we do it amongst friends all the time. I there are interesting ways you could do this, but winning and wins and losses on a predetermined match is going to be so dumb.
Never been on wrestling.
I would never, even though if I know, and that's the other thing, mm-hmm. right? Like, a lot of times I know the finish. What would happen if I just go and I place a bet now? If I lived in Michigan?
Right. It's very odd. I mean, we know a couple of people that live in Michigan who could proxy bet for you. Wink, wink.
That's illegal. That's illegal. You can't do proxy betting. That's illegal.
We're setting this guy up for a fall. Not only is he going to win online for us at all the conventions, like he's going to place bets for us in Michigan.
Like, I don't know. You want to, like, it's fun. Okay, fine. You want to do a $10 bet, you win another $10 or four bucks, you know, whatever. It's an entertainment bet. It's fine. But I don't expect this crazy new process on how, you know, matches are going to be done. Mattel knows the finishes of a lot of things. Mattel knows who they're pushing.
Yeah.
You know, like if all of a sudden Mattel's gearing up to do some, you know, a new line for somebody that wasn't in a main position. All of a sudden, they're demanding more toys to be ordered. You kind of get a feeling that, okay, this guy's getting elevated. So I don't know. This to me is a really, I don't know, whatever. It's a non-thing for me. A lot of people are going crazy about this.
Yeah, same here, man. I'm also not like a gambling man. You know, like, I don't think you're a gambling man either. I've never heard you be like, Rich, listen, I need to hit the tables. Like,
lost 18 bones on that game, you know?
When we went
Isn't
to
that
Vegas
how they talk?
A couple of years. Yeah, exactly. When we went to Vegas a couple of years ago, you've never met two dudes who did not want to do the opposite of gambling, you know? Like, we did not gamble.
No, we did not gamble.
I did $20 on like slot machines because I think they're fun, and that was it, you know. But like, you and I are not gambling guys. I know a couple of people who are, but like, I think this is just feeding like whatever that addiction is, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Not my deal.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Vince McMahon was apparently backstage at Raw in Boston.
Yeah, and he was in disguise.
There, reportedly there for Cena and rocking a mustache.
Okay, I gotta see this. I want to see Vince with a mustache in the worst way. Why? He hates facial hair. And apparently his hair was dyed black too. It was me. Can you imagine his toupee is like mine, just jet black?
Not high enough.
Not high enough.
Toupee's looking good today, by the way.
Thank you. I just got a haircut. New hair.
That tube is looking amazing. Where do you get your tubes from?
Queens Boulevard, dude. Same place Howard Stern gets his. Right on Queens Boulevard. So Vince was backstage. He was in Gorilla for most of the night. He did not really get involved. Story is that he was there for Cena. A lot of people said, well, Cena's been doing stuff. Why hasn't he seen Cena at other places? Well, it's close. Boston's very close to Connecticut. And he wanted to go see him. And he went out to dinner, probably.
Yeah.
Again, he's the boss.
He's the boss. He's single. He's living that life right now. Who cares?
I don't think people, a lot of people assume, like, well, Vince is not going to be in. Of course he's going to be involved in everything. It's his company. Yeah. It always was. It always is.
I imagine he showed up drunk, three drinks in. He's in Gorilla. He's got a bottle of cognac in one hand. He's got his feet up on Gorilla at the desk. Where's Johnny?
With his ridiculous mustache.
With his twirling his mustache.
Ridiculous mustache. So Brian Alvarez dyed his hair, and he painted a mustache on, and unfortunately, the dye was so, he couldn't get it off. It was supposed to be a temporary, and he had to shave his head. This is a true story. It was toxic. It seeped in. Yeah, it seeped in, dude.
Oh, no.
Has the Malachi Black thing growing on his face now, Brian Alvarez, because of the dye, the Vince McMahon dye.
He didn't ask you for advice?
I'm very disappointed. He should have.
He should have asked you for advice. If I was going to be like, Andrew, what do you think? I'm going to dye my hair purple. How do I do it?
I'm the expert at this.
Don't do it. Use one of my toupees.
Use one of my toupees instead, dude. He had a sleek mustache. I want to see this mustache. Bad Bunny will be hosting WrestleMania Backlash, WWE Backlash. Is it WrestleMania Backlash this year, or is it just WWE Backlash?
They changed it back.
Thank God, because that was really dumb. Or as we call it, Issa-mania. You think she's losing her mind?
I think so. I think if she's still in Puerto Rico at that time, we're gonna see some great content from her.
Yeah, they're going to Puerto Rico on May 5th. This will mark the first time WWE holds an event in Puerto Rico since New Year's Revolution, January 2005. Isn't that the one where everybody got injured?
Oh my God, yeah.
Is this a false memory that I have?
That rings very familiar to me. There was one pay-per-view where like six people got injured, right?
Yeah, New Year's Revolution. I think this may be the one. let me see. What were the matches here? Let's see. The last time WWE was there for a paper. You ready for this? The Hurricane and Rosie defeated La Resistance. Eugene and William Regal defeated Christian and Tyson Tomko. Trish defeated Lita. I believe this ended in 3 minutes because Lita got hurt. I believe that's true. Shelton Benjamin defeated Maven. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Hassan defeated Jerry Lawler. Kane defeated Gene Snitsky. And the main event was Triple H defeating Randy Orton, Batista, Chris Jericho, Edge, and Chris Benoit. With Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee in an Elimination Chamber match.
Wow.
Not a good card. I don't remember this to be a great show.
Joel says the injury pay-per-view was 2006's Great American Bash.
Oh, that could have been it.
Maybe that was it. Who had elevated 17 years ago.
Oh, my God. Who had elevated liver enzymes? I don't remember that. Interesting. But they're going back to Puerto Rico. Very cool. Bad Bunny's hosting it. So how big of a building are they going in? Have they announced the building? Because I would imagine they could really do a big number on that island.
It's going to be a sellout.
Dude, you got the biggest musical artist in the world that happens to come from that island hosting a wrestling event there. He's the biggest celebrity in history arguably for music at this point in modern Latin music. So
is he the biggest celebrity in history, Andrew?
He is. For Puerto Rico, yes. Isn't he the biggest modern Latin musician of the last, I don't know, 2 decades?
I would say, yeah. I think it went Ricky Martin and then Bad Bunny.
Ricky Martin and Bad Bunny. I mean, who else is bigger than him right now? Not J Balvin.
No, nobody. Yeah. I mean, in terms of, like, I think just pop-wise, he's on top, right? And you're asking the wrong guy about pop music. You know, like I don't know really anything about pop music. I'm like, all right, Bad Bunny's on top. Something called a Doja Cat is up there.
A Doja Cat, yeah, Doja Cat's up there, yeah. A Coi Leroy, Coi Leray, Ice Spice.
A man.
You think I was feeling you? I'm all into Ice Spice now.
Do you listen to pop music?
I have to because of work.
Why do you have to? Oh,
I have
yeah,
to because
right.
of work. Yeah, I got to keep up with the times. I can't be an old fuddy duddy and listen to Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant just shrieking all day and Billy
ladies,
Joel.
Ladies, you're not grinding hard enough to Billy Joel right now. You're not grinding hard enough to Piano Man.
Let me show you how to do it to Piano Man. It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
Guys, I got a pitch for you. Sad lap dances. Piano Man. Captain Jack.
Sad. Down East Alexa. The saddest of music. That's a great one. Down East Alexa is a great one. I do. You know what I did just get? I just got Alice in Chains, like a couple of their albums on vinyl.
Alice
I got
Chains?
Dirt. I got Dirt on vinyl. Yeah,
Dirt.
Great album.
Dirt is. We'll take a little sidebar here.
Yeah,
Dirt from Alice in Chains is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Such a good album.
Listenable. Very good. It's been on like constant rotation for 40 years, basically.
Okay, now we're getting yelled at. No love for Enrique. Yeah, listen, Enrique's great, but Enrique didn't sell at the magnitude of Bad Bunny.
Well, if you want to go even more old school, like it probably goes more like Julio Iglesias,
and then
Bad Bunny.
Julio Iglesias and Bad Bunny are two of the biggest musicians to ever come out of there. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, listen, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. It's really smart for WWE. If you don't follow music, and I was saying this to somebody, if you don't follow music, you don't understand how big this dude is in the world of music, not just Latin music.
For real.
Now, I'm not even just talking. I'm talking globally. In America, we tend to not listen to other language music, but the rest of the world does.
You mean world music?
World music. What did I say?
Yeah.
The rest
other
of the
language
world.
Music.
No, other language music. Yeah. Other we just like music. We just like English. We you know,
that's
in America.
That's what I used to say when I'd go to the Wiz to shop for albums. I'd be like, where's your other language section?
It's down next to Billy Joel. You think there's like they just redub Billy Joel and he just butchers it in every language? He's just singing the same song in Spanish. I'd love to have that.
That would be amazing.
Like just him doing Piano Man in Spanish?
He's trying to get like two paychecks and he's like, I'll also do the Spanish language version.
Was that a hair joke? Two paychecks?
Ooh, yeah.
Good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Enrique's from Spain, not Latin America. But he still does Latin music. He caters to that region.
You know, we're talking about other language music here.
Language music, guys. Come on, get with the program. Figure out. You gotta keep up. It's other language music.
You could say the biggest international music act.
No, other language music. You know those 2 a.m. those 2 a.m. commercials for like an Enya CD?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you're American, want some other language music? Here you go. And it's just a compilation of other language.
I've been wanting to get into other language music.
Todd from Romania. Bill from Bulgaria. Bad Bunny from Puerto Rico. Fantastic.
That's like the Jock Jams commercial.
Yeah, it's like Jock Jams. They also announced King and Queen of the Ring for Saudi Arabia on May 27th, the day before Double or Nothing. That's a busy, busy week for wrestling.
Yeah.
May 27th.
Is it called, again, I've been asking this every week for the last 3 weeks. Is it seriously called King and Queen of the Ring?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. King and Queen of the Ring pay-per-view.
That ampersand just really bothers me.
You don't like an ampersand?
I like an ampersand. That one in particular, you know, King and or Queen of the Ring.
So this is going to be probably a 12 o'clock show, which you and I absolutely love. So are we just drinking in the backyard and barbecuing on Memorial Day weekend? Watching wrestling in Saudi Arabia? I mean,
let's reenact what we did last year. That was a great day.
Well, no, we did the what was that? Was it? I forgot what it was that we did that for.
It was the July one, I think. So it wasn't. I think it was July, maybe June. You know, we barbecued. We had a few people at your place. Drank all day. It was nice.
Yeah. So I don't think it. Listen, it's not going to really affect AEW going to Vegas and doing their show or anything. But,
no.
You know, it's a fun weekend. You know, you do an afternoon wrestling show on a Saturday. You'll come over. We'll barbecue. We'll drink. We'll be done by 6. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. In more ways than one.
And then the next day, we'll do it again with, you know, Double or Nothing. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Rey Mysterio, the first inductee into this year's WWE Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Approaching the end of his career. I got a bunch of questions about this, so we'll save it for the Q&A. But very weird how they are not emphasizing anything with this, because it just goes on after SmackDown.
Yeah, I feel like the Hall of Fame stuff has kind of like lost its luster in the last couple of years. Also, I don't know if you felt this Mandela effect reverberate through your body, but I thought Rey Mysterio was already in the Hall of Fame.
I feel like that about a lot of people. Rey, you know, that's funny you say that. I'm like, was Rey in the Hall of Fame? No, there's a lot of those guys, though.
There's a lot of those guys. I feel like that, like lately with me personally, I feel like there's another Mandela effect. Like I thought, like, you know, Tom Sizemore died last week. I thought he was dead.
Oh, really?
Like already? Yeah.
I didn't even know he passed away.
Maybe I'm disjointed.
Maybe a little bit
from this timeline. Maybe I got sucked into your
vortex,
your psychosis. Yeah, into your vortex, into your vortex.
Dude, I had a dude on Twitter. Set me. He's like, Adrian, why are you alive? This guy was obsessed with the time clock for the. Did you see that thread? It's the most hysterical thing. This dude. Did you see it, MG, or no? It takes him. Remember, it takes him like 45 seconds to respond because
he gets really excited. He gets really, really excited, and he's like, "Ooh, I don't know."
What are you referring to? The time? Time?
Yeah. Yeah, like after We're Live Pal, this guy like lost it. He's like, I'm listening to We're Live Pal. Why are you lying about the time being on the screen for football when you were a kid? You watch football.
I remember that.
I'm like, first of all, I don't watch football. I never watched it as a kid.
I call it soccer.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, Dodo. And then he's like, well, are you going to answer it or not? Did it bother you that the time was on or not? I'm like, I don't care, dude. I don't care. What are you obsessing over? A time?
It was your Raj Geary moment.
That was listen, poor Raj. Listen, Raj had a rough night, okay? Raj had a rough night. He was out golfing, apparently. I don't know. Something happened, and he went nuts on QT Marshall. I don't know what happened there.
What are you guys doing on We're Live Pal that you're attracting these weirdos?
Dude, Garrett and I go nuts on that thing.
Yeah, am I missing out? Am I missing out on watching you guys go absolutely apeshit bananas?
We were throwing McGriddles at each other. It was wild the other day. Unbelievable.
I picture you guys going wild like two 80s businessmen with your neckties tied around your heads like bandanas.
like a really wild happy hour in Midtown?
Yeah. And then just doing like sake shots.
Dude, those guys are gone. Those Midtown corporate suit like happy hour.
They're dead.
I'm telling you, you want to know, Manhattan will never be the same. Those out of control Midtown, like 4 p.m. happy hour corporate guys, they are gone. They do not exist anymore. Like what you're describing was a regular scene at like Penn 6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
For like 5 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, this guy's going bananas with the necktie and the cocaine all over his face. Those guys need to come back.
I think those guys are still around. You just got to know where to look. And we don't hang out in places... Oh, you know, like where they could be found.
I hang out in all those weird places.
There's a couple of great spots downtown in the financial district that are like not really hole in the walls, but definitely like old school places like that where you find that guy. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's another sad Billy Joel song.
That's another very sad Billy Joel song. AEW Double or Nothing announced. Double or Nothing. I should enunciate, pal. Double or Nothing. Announced for Sunday, May 28th at T-Mobile Arena, plus MGM Grand Garden Arena will host Dynamite on Wednesday, the 24th, and Rampage on the 26th. This is a very busy week in Vegas. Very expensive. That's the big negative. Memorial Day weekend is a big travel to Vegas day, apparently. And the hotels know this. The flights know this. And it gets very, very expensive. I cannot believe how much it cost me last year to go.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You
it was ridiculous.
I backed out because I saw the writing on the wall and was like, you know what? I could easily not spend $2,000 right now.
I could easily not spend $2,000. So terrible. I got some notes here before we go into show. A lot of people have been asking me about Forbidden Door. I can confirm to you that it is happening. That report that came out about a week or so ago, somebody, a cable provider, had it listed. What was the date it had it listed for? June something, right? End of June, June 24th, June 26th, something like that, MG?
I'll look it up real quick.
Wow, that was fast, dude. Sure. You were here.
Yeah.
I think it's June 20th. It's going to be June 24th or 25th. I cannot remember the day. But
it'll be on a Sunday.
It is definitely happening. I've been able to confirm that from multiple people. People in AEW, people outside of AEW. So
it'll be the 25th, I believe, is the day.
You know, and in talking to people about this, this is where they're going to get to do the redo. Is that Double or Nothing?
Yes.
Right? Well, you and I obviously will go into this when we talk about Dynamite and the pay-per-view from last weekend. Mm. But I think it's a very important time for them. I've heard of some options that they have for these matches that they're coming up with. It can become, it could be a levered, like a shifter. You know what I mean? That pendulum is swinging. I think this could be beginning of that swing if they do it right between those two shows.
Yes.
You know, part of the problem with AEW is that there's a long wait between these pay-per-views. It's a blessing because they're able to tell great stories over time and not rush things. But also, sometimes you want to go through a program, you know? Sometimes you need to get through something to move on. I think having these two shows back-to-back like that is a major plus for them. I'm looking forward to it. But 100% it's happening. I don't know if there was any doubt that it was going to... It's like, listen, I didn't tweet about it because it's like me saying, like, well, you know, they're going to do Grand Slam again in New York. Like, yeah, we know this is what they want to do. I think people just, because it's the second one, they were uncertain when it would be, and it is scheduled for June. That
I'm very excited.
Provider has it right. Me too, because...
What?
Listen.
Go ahead.
Kenny.
Tell me your thoughts.
Kenny, what are you going to do with Kenny?
Right.
What are you doing with Mercedes Moné?
Right.
You have options here. You got some pretty good... You got some pretty cool things that you could do here.
Yeah, and you know what? What a pay-per-view name too, right? What a PLE name.
What a PLE. You know? No, this is a pay-per-view. This is a pay-per-view.
Okay. Yeah. Forbidden Door. It makes you want to buy it, you know? Like, this is like, I feel like those, gone are the days of those beautifully named WWE pay-per-views.
Armageddon. Or Judgment Day.
Yeah. No Way Out. Or like the ECW pay-per-views where you're like, I kind of want to see what's going to happen. Halloween Havoc. I want to see what's going on. You know, like Forbidden Door. You're like, I kind of want to look into the door. What's behind
the
door? I
want to look. Just Tony Khan screaming. That's about it. Screaming into a pillow. Can you imagine that is what's behind the Forbidden Door? He's just screaming aggressively into a pillow. Let's see. All right, let's go into... I'm sure there's more news that I'll remember while we're doing this. Let's go into WWE.
Let's take this one question real quick.
Okay.
From Brandon Edwards, $20 in the chat. If WWE doesn't sell to the Saudi group, how likely is it that the new owner maintains those highly profitable PLEs?
If they don't... Well, they're going to be profitable because the gate is making money and they got to deal with Peacock. But I got to see it. Hold on, let me find the question here. WWE doesn't sell to the Saudi group. How likely is it that the new owners maintain those highly profitable PLEs? I think everybody's going to maintain it. Whoever takes it, I'm leaning towards the Saudis by every move that they've done has been to go get, you know, purchased by a private equity group. And there aren't too many people out there with, you know, $6 to $9 billion cash on hand to do something like this. The Saudis don't obviously need to go to investors. I don't think Endeavor has the cash on hand to do it. So who are you left with? And it doesn't look like it's going to be Comcast at this point. I mean, it would have to be Comcast because they're so married to them. But there's a lot of floating parts here. The only thing that makes sense is that the Saudis purchase it and they keep things the way it is.
I'll give you a hint.
Give me.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me?
That's who's going to buy WWE.
Who?
Disney. You knew that was Mickey Mouse, right?
That's Mickey Mouse.
Right, MG?
Ha ha. Ha ha. Oh, boy. Ha ha.
It took me a second, but I got it.
You got it, right? Oh, boy.
That is a scary Mickey Mouse. Oh, crud. Does he have a curse?
He says, oh, crud, right?
Does he say shit? Oh,
he says, oh, crud, and carries like a 9mm on his waist, right?
They're definitely going to be able to maintain it. It really comes down to what the rights deal is going to be. That's what we're waiting on now, because those rights deals have to be in place. Anyway, all right. You want to go into
thanks
Raw?
For the
thank you.
Thanks for the super chat, Brandon. We appreciate it, and good to see you back. Seth and Logan Paul had a face to face to set up their WrestleMania match. You know what? I am looking forward to this one.
I think they're going to do some cool stuff. Logan Paul is really good. He's so unlikable, which is fantastic for him. Seth's a total babyface now, right?
I guess so. I don't know how he lies in that realm, you know, because you still kind of want to hate him.
Yeah. I think, all right, cool. Very cool. Edge interrupted Finn Balor's match, costing him a win against Johnny Gargano. Johnny also appeared in NXT. That also happened.
Yeah.
That's on very there. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. John Cena came out to cut a promo. Now, I want to get your opinion on this, Rich. Did you listen to this whole promo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What a burial of Austin Theory.
He did the Cena. It reminded me of like Cena Rock. Kinda.
Yes. Yes. It was exactly that. But
it's also like, does it matter?
I don't know, man. You know, it's one of those things that like stood out to me. I was like, John is being the heel.
Yeah.
He's pretty much you're a loser. You're a loser. You're not as good. You're very cookie cutter. There's nothing special or unique about you. You're just another guy. You're the right guy at the right time. You're not a standout. You're not an outlier. And you kind of suck. And then he walked out.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I think Austin Theory's on that high list of talents. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know what a burial reminds me of?
What? Give me.
When those two vampire guys showed up. I don't even remember their names, you see?
Excuse me?
Those two vampire guys showed up on Raw, and everybody spooky fingered the shit out of them.
Oh.
That was a burial.
The Ascension. The Ascension.
You can't even remember. Yeah.
The Ascension. They were not, well, originally, yes, you know what? That is hysterical. They were vampires originally.
Right.
And then they
were Road Warriors.
And then they became Road Warriors. They became like, bah! That's what they became.
Now that's a burial, right?
And Scott Hall did this, and that was it.
Right. That was a burial.
That is
a
total burial and a half, yeah.
I think where Cena could be the heel, it doesn't matter what Cena does. It doesn't matter what happens to Austin Theory. He is one of their golden boys. So, you know, read as much as you want into it. I don't think it matters in the end. I think Austin Theory is going to pull this one out. And also, you know, after that Monday night promo, you know, it was making the rounds on social media. All the pictures of Austin Theory dressed like Thugonomics Johnson.
Yeah. And you know what? He looks great like that.
Absolutely.
He looks great. No, Austin Theory is fantastic, man. We saw him at Evolve a bunch of times. He's young, he's healthy, you know, good-looking kid. It's going to take time.
John Cena is oddly in that Undertaker position where, you remember when he was American Badass and he was like, I'm going to make you famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he's in now?
Yeah, that's like the phase of his career is, you know, he's going to make
John
guys
Cena
now,
needs,
I guess.
And it's amazing, right? This guy never changed his character, his outfit, nothing.
Nothing.
Hogan at least changed it.
Yeah, but did he really?
Hulk Hogan is the worst bad guy of all time. Hulk Hogan as a heel, to me, always stands out when he's facing Goldberg and he comes out and he looks at the camera and he goes, I'm going to kick Goldberg's, and then he pauses and he goes, but, and then he does like his hacky Hoganisms, but it worked.
You know,
what an uncool guy. Hulk Hogan is one of the most uncool people ever as a bad guy.
No, you're 100% right. I think, like, probably behind the scenes, real cool dude. But, you know, the way Nash and all, this is going to be our little NWO segue side note right here. The way those guys were so real, you know, and when you were younger, you were like, yo, this shit's real. Right.
Yeah, because they were like cool
we're gonna
dudes.
Do this. We're going to do that. I'm wearing jeans, you know? Like, when you saw somebody wearing jeans on wrestling, you were like, yo, this shit is real. Dusty Rhodes showing up wearing jeans. Terry Funk wearing
Kevin
jeans.
Nash.
You're like,
Kevin Nash is coming out with a bandana on his head and like, a you know, in a Tupac t-shirt.
These guys mean business. And then all of a sudden, the third man is like a cartoon from Planet X. You know, like.
Yeah. They're sitting there. They're talking about, you know, hip hop from the 90s. It's 1996. And Hogan's like, yeah, brothers, did you check out the new Rod Stewart?
Brothers, how do you feel about me putting this black goop on my face? You know, like, that's what bad guys do, right? You know, like how could I be more like a nightmare version of Superstar Billy Graham, right?
He is a nightmare version. That was a nightmare version of Superstar Billy Graham. That's fantastic. Fantastic. We also had, they set up Damage Control versus Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish. I don't know how they're going to get to this, but as far as I know, Ronda and Shayna have a title shot. So they're going to have to get there somehow. Jey Uso returned in the main event and teased siding with Sammy until he super kicked him right in the face and the Bloodline beat him down.
Great.
Cody made the save to close the show. The show did 1.827 million viewers. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do we have for NXT?
None of your business. Braun Breaker versus Carmelo Hayes was made official for Stand and Deliver. I think Edward James Olmos is going to show up and be the special guest referee. Shawn Michaels, he's not. Shawn Michaels appeared on the Waller Effect, where Waller came out, called him out. Do you think this is leading up to Shawn Michaels versus Grayson Waller?
No, they're not. No. They decided. I know. I think in this promo, he even said, he's like, Danielson tried to get me out of retirement. AJ tried to get me out of retirement. He didn't do it. He's like, they backed up big money trucks. I'm like, you kind of did do it for the big money truck, you know? But it's leading to Johnny Gargano, which is cool. You know, I'm into this.
We'll never know what went through Shawn Michaels' mind as soon as he stepped into that ring in Saudi Arabia. Well, I imagine like a giant, you know, like Metal Gear Solid, where like the alert goes over on top of somebody's head. I imagine that happening to him and him just being like, I kind of fucked up. I shouldn't have done this.
You know what? I don't think I think the moment that happened is when Hunter tore his like pec or bicep, whatever he tore.
Well, didn't everybody get like ridiculous
Kane's,
hurt in that match?
Kane's wig came off.
Right.
Kane's wig came off. Shawn had to like carry the entire match because Taker's banged up. Kane was part time, and Hunter tore his arm. So he ended up doing all the freaking work when he hadn't even intended on doing much of it. I think he was going to be like he starts it off, does a cool sequence, and gets a big hot tag in the end. He never had to do it. And now he got stuck doing it. I think it just left such a sour taste in his mouth. He wouldn't want to do it again.
You know, or do you think it's one of those like, listen, I need to redeem myself at some point for this thing? Or is he just like, listen, they gave me like $6 million for that. It is what it is.
It is what it is. What else do we have?
Roxanne Perez got a very close win over Mako Satomura. Also, did another Shawn Michaels. They did a concussion angle with Roxanne.
They did do a concussion angle with Roxanne. She did a great job. They love those concussion angles.
I think they just love the Shawn Michaels
booking.
This is my life.
I mean, apparently Sean is just taking every event that ever happened in his career and just adapting it on NXT TV back to back. They did the barbershop window spot, right? 2 weeks ago, yeah. 3 weeks ago.
Who's going to lose their smile?
Yeah, listen, who's losing their smile next? Who's losing their smile? I want to know. Where's Jose Lothario? Who's going to play Jose Lothario now?
Oh, wow.
SmackDown, Fatal 5-Way number one contendership match. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus defeated Karrion Kross with Scarlett, LA Knight, Xavier Woods via double pin. 17 minutes they went for this. They later announced that Drew and Sheamus would meet next week to face Gunther at WrestleMania. Very cool.
Great.
All right, cool stuff. You know, it's amazing. Drew has really taken a back seat the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. I do like seeing Gunther more in the spotlight. He's a good other language heel.
He's a good other language heel. I'm a big fan of other language music genres.
A little callback for you noobs out there.
Judgment Day. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, and Rhea Ripley defeated. I'm going to do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to say it. Legado del Fantasma. That was good.
You did it.
Thank you so much. Santos Escobar, Joaquin Wilde, Cruz del Toro with Zelina Vega and Rey Mysterio. There you go. 9 minutes.
And Rey Mysterio.
The Viking Raiders defeated Ricochet and Braun Strowman. This tag team makes me very uncomfortable.
What's their tag team name?
I don't know. It's very uncomfortable. I don't know. They don't have a name, right? They don't have a name. Do you think Braun Strowman's doing positive stuff since coming back?
Do you think what? What is he doing?
Is he doing anything positive? Has he made any kind of impact?
I don't know, man. I think he's just a body. And like, listen, a lot of these guys, I think without WWE behind them, they probably would just flounder and disappear, you know? And it's unfortunate.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did disappear.
It's unfortunate to say that, you know, where you have like guys like Strowman. I'm going to put EC3 in there, man. Like a guy like Ryback, you know, like you have these dudes that are like, listen, it's if you're on WWE TV, it's awesome, right? Good for you. Do you think he adds anything to the programming, or is he just a body,
you know,
that gets some sort of attention?
They had it with him, you know, like 2019, 2020, oh, yeah. They had it with him. And then it went nowhere. So it is possible.
You know what happened?
Younger kids like a big giant. They're into this. It's impressive to them. They're able to be, you know, mesmerized by his size. But really beyond that, they didn't go anywhere. How do you book that guy? And you know what? He's not bad. It's not. I don't think it's his fault. I don't think they fumbled it because of him. Because think about it. How do you present the giant? They can't do it anymore. Omos, he's another one.
I'm not advocating politicking backstage, right? But I think if you were a guy that size and had maybe a little more wherewithal to say, like, you know what, this is what I want to do. Maybe it would be a different story. Yeah.
The problem is not everybody is Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan, you know, two very highly intelligent people.
Are we spoiled to want that from like every wrestler that we like?
Just be an asshole, dude. Just be an asshole and push for what you want. I don't know. I do find it interesting, though, that he came back and it just went nowhere. Nothing at all.
Yeah. You know what? I blame the choo-choo train.
You got awful
choo-choo train.
SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte defeated Shotzi.
Fun match.
Usos are out cutting a promo. Jay explained why. Why he did what he did. And Cody comes out after they mentioned his name. All right, cool.
Cody looked effing jacked last night, dude.
Did he? Yeah, you know, I thought the same.
He's getting into WrestleMania. He's getting a sign point in shape.
I thought the same, dude. He looks good. He totally looks good. So very cool. All right, what else do we have?
We got this WrestleMania report here. Rey Mysterio, first name announced for the Hall of Fame. You mentioned before that you wanted to elaborate a little more on this.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be small. They're not doing a lot. Mick Foley came out and said that he was asked to nominate somebody. Is it Melina?
Chainsaw Charlie.
Is it Chainsaw Charlie? I mean, it would be Melina, right? If they are going to induct her, Foley would be the one that kind of advocated for her. So maybe, I think, sure, maybe possibly her. It's interesting because I had heard last year that Sid was being considered heavily. They didn't do it with him, which I found interesting.
Now, is the WrestleMania moment going to be Dominic reunites with his dad and Rey Mysterio retires and walks off into the sunset, leaving Dominic as the babyface?
I don't think so. Or, you got to keep that little shit as a heel.
Or is it like, yo, Rey's done? Because it's interesting when they, you know, like, he's still a member of the active roster going into the Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah. Matches added this week. Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus will face Damage Control. John Cena, Austin Theory for United States title. Seth Rollins, Logan Paul. You also have Roman Reigns, Cody. Charlotte versus Rhea. Rhea's the babyface here, right? In that match?
I would think so, yeah.
No question about it.
Not according to last night. They really are trying to position Charlotte as the babyface.
Yeah, I have a very much a hard time.
It's hard.
Like, and again, I'm not a Charlotte hater at all, but right. I enjoy Rhea so much more. Like, I know that Charlotte is a very important piece in that women's division puzzle for them. They've established their long-term, one of the greatest of all time. Charlotte Flair will probably go down as one of the greatest women, female wrestlers in that company's history.
Oh,
regardless
for sure
of what she does moving forward at this point. The history will be told that she was the greatest of all time. Nobody was better than Charlotte. Whether or not you fall into that belief or not, she is for that company. However, Rhea is, she's the best. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm into everything she's doing. I'm into the look. Scary fuck. She's a scary fuck. You know, like, she's strong. She is. I mean, I'm a big fan of her. So I think this is a cool match to see. Also have Bianca Belair and Asuka. Intercontinental Championship Gunther versus Sheamus or Drew McIntyre. I think it should be Drew and Gunther. And then what? Drew wins the IC title? And that's how Gunther into the main title picture. I'm into that, if that's the fact.
I wouldn't rule out a triple threat there either.
Yeah.
Wouldn't rule out a triple threat. Okay.
Gunther Cody has money all over it too.
And the match of the night, Brock Lesnar versus Omos. This is the match people want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. All right. Quick notes from Revolution. Dude, great show. Very much enjoyed the show.
Enjoyed it big time. It held my attention for, what was it, 4 hours?
3 hours, 49 minutes.
There you go. About 4 hours.
MJF defeated Bryan Danielson in a 60-minute Ironman match that went into overtime, 4-3. Meltzer gave it 5.75 stars. He loved it. He was there in person, and he watched it. He said it made no difference watching in person and watching it on TV. Sometimes that's very rare. Sometimes that works.
That's fascinating, too. He had two giant acclaimed foam fingers also, right?
He did. He had two giant foam fingers. Yeah, he was just scissoring everybody at that show. Wardlow defeated Samoa Joe.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, go.
Isn't it fascinating that we live in a day and age where a wrestling journalist will get recognized when he's attending a wrestling show?
Yeah, it's weird.
You know what Dave Meltzer looks like. It's hard not to know what that guy looks like.
Dude, he's super jacked.
He's very jacked.
He's been around forever. I've been reading The Observer since probably 1998. You know, it's been a big part of my wrestling knowledge and history. I consider him one of the best historians out there. There's only a couple of those guys that have the depth in their knowledge base. Him, Jim Cornette,
Bill Apter,
John Arezzi, another name that knows so much about that old era of wrestling. And
do you think Meltzer was ever approached to do something like on the mic or in ring and has like turned it down? Because I'd be very fascinated. I'm very interested to like find that out, you know?
Yes, he's been asked to do stuff in wrestling and he has turned it down. A bunch. I know, yeah. He's spoken about that. I forgot what it was, the recent... Listen, man, you know, regardless of what you think of him, and I think a lot of people, they're really dumb about their criticism of Dave because they don't freaking know Dave. They've
right.
never had a conversation with Dave. They are going based on a pretend feud on a podcast. You know, like,
well,
they...
Yeah.
I feel like if you know the guy and you talk to the guy, you realize he's not a bad dude. He's actually a really good guy.
Very soft-spoken.
And I think it's ridiculous. And fuck you, you know? Like, you're making an opinion of a guy that's made his whole career. People go on social media and they say the most heinous, disgusting things to somebody. They don't even freaking know. What a bizarre, crazy world. Maybe I'm just really respectful to people, dude. Maybe I'm, you know.
I disagree.
You think I'm a rude boy? I am a rude boy.
You're the worst of the bunch.
Rihanna told me I'm a room boy. I am the worst of the bunch.
You're a room boy. You're a Roomba.
Yeah, I'm a Roomba. I just find it weird, man. But I would love Meltzer to do something.
Hurricane run off the top rope. That's what
plancha, you want. Plancha, and then he just gigs everywhere, just bleeding everywhere.
I want him to do the that Kenny Omega Terminator move. And then just and then get up and do a Hogan-esque look at the camera while blading.
And he goes, observe this. Yeah, observe
chef's
this.
Chef's kiss. That's his finisher.
Yeah. Let's just fantasy book Dave Meltzer just bleeding everywhere in matches. 1996, Dave Meltzer's wrestling in WCW. Just bleeds everywhere.
Six Canadian destroyers in a row. That,
unbelievable. Wardlow defeated Samoa Joe to win the TNT title. Then the TNT title was stolen. Someone broke into Wardlow's car and stole everything out of it.
Yeah.
Hangman Page defeated John Moxley in a Texas death match. Dave gave it five
great
stars.
Match.
So, great again, match. I'm not a blood and guts guy, but this was a great match. It was a great, great match.
Yeah.
It was a great story. John bled everywhere. Hangman bled everywhere. And that was the purpose. It was a Texas death match. Really
good. The spot with the fork, that the way the camera shot it was absolutely insane.
It wasn't the shot that did it for me for that spot. It was the blood splatter.
Yeah.
All over Mox. That was crazy to see. I've never seen that in wrestling.
Mox is a great bleeder. He has the thinnest forehead skin on the planet. And Hangman Page, thick skin on that guy. Like Hangman would bleed for like
Ric Flair would disagree.
Ric Flair would disagree. You look at Ric Flair, he sneezes, he bleeds.
Hangman would bleed for like a second and then like immediately seal up.
What else do we have here? Let's see. Jamie Hayter defended her title over Saraya and Ruby Soho after the match. Soho turned and sided with Saraya and Toni Storm. Hasa Black wins the trio's title from the Elite. Finally ending that. The rest of the card, you had Ricky Starks beating Chris Jericho. Jungle Boy defeated Christian in a final burial match. Essentially, it was a buried alive match.
That was great. That was a nice and quick match. And, yo, listen, I kind of need you to wear Christian's ring gear from now on.
Oh, the turtleneck with no sleeves? Love it.
Yeah. You can pull that off.
Yeah, I look like a mom going to PTA before I go out to drink. I'll tuck it into my jeans and have my Louis Vuitton belt. It'll be perfect. Let's see. Austin and Colton Gunn retained the tag team titles in a four-way match. FTR returned at the end to a huge pop. It did look like Jarrett and Lethal were going to win it, which I absolutely loved. And
same
on Zero Hour, Mark Briscoe and the Lucha Bros defeated Varsity Athletes and Aria Daivari.
In your personal opinion, how did you feel about the Iron Man match?
I would say it's the best Iron Man match I've seen. I thought it was really good. I watched it twice because I wanted to see the storytelling a little bit, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was a fantastic, fantastic match. I never got bored. I never got tired of it. I didn't feel like it was dragging.
Yeah.
It just felt like a really good long match.
Great flow, great story. You know what my favorite spot in that match was?
What?
The double
the child
kippa,
getting tequila dumped on his head?
Oh, man. Let's not go near that one. The double kip up after the chain wrestling.
Very good. Yeah.
And also, you know what? I like the way they did the oxygen tank to the head bit.
Yeah. Unique spot. It worked.
Very
right?
smooth.
It
very
looked
smooth.
Really good. Danielson did a great job selling it. Very, very good. You want to go into Dynamite?
Dynamite, Orange Cassidy defeated Jay Lethal to retain the AEW Atlantic title. They're getting the upgrade soon, right? It's going to be their
Thank
international
God.
Title.
Yes, I was teasing this for how long?
Forever, yeah. For
weeks.
Last month, at least.
If you listen to the show, I said yeah. it'd be great if they rebranded it to the international title. I guess Tony listened.
You flat out said it.
I believe you said, I think they should rebrand it to the other languages title.
The other languages title, yeah. It that's the section. When you go to the Wiz, you go to the other languages mm-hmm. section, and that title's there. Did I say that they're going to do it, or was I just teasing it on the show?
I think you legitimately said it on We're Live, Pal, on Tuesday. You said you might have said something. They just need to go to like the international title or something.
Yeah,
you did it very nonchalant.
I think you said it on our show last mm-hmm. week. Not that kooky clusterfuck.
Not that bluntly, but he did.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, cool. They're renaming it. Let's see what kind of emphasis they put on this title. Orange Cassidy defeated Jay Lethal. Then they announced that next week it's Orange Cassidy and Double J Jeff Jarrett for the title. I
Cannot
want Jeff
wait.
Jarrett to be the international champion. You know what they can do here, okay?
What?
What they can do is treat this belt very seriously and make it a secondary
yes.
main title. You have a world title,
Absolutely.
You have an international title. Great. Have guys hold that title that are putting on, you know, maybe a Danielson could have that title. Maybe, you know, you don't want to take that title off of Mox, but you want another guy to have a title. This would be the one to do it, you know?
I
think it's
can
a
Can I fantasy
a good
book something?
Yeah.
Can I fantasy book something real quick and make you pop?
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett beats Orange Cassidy.
Yes.
Right? He takes the international title. At the next Battle of the Belts or whatever, you get Jeff Jarrett versus MJF.
Oh, my God.
Right. One-off match on a Saturday afternoon, exhibition match, two champs going at it. I would love to see that.
Can you imagine listen here, slap nuts, and then all of a sudden the crowd pops, MJF sells it like he got punched in the face by here being called slap nuts? I can't believe I want Jeff Jarrett to do something in 2023. I think it's the most bonkers thing, and it's working. He's very impressive, the guy. I think he's gotten a very negative... unfair assessment of who he is and how he wrestles.
I'm thinking about it. The juices are percolating in my brain, right? This version of Jeff Jarrett is like post Rock versus Hogan, where you look at him and you're like, what are you doing, you silly goose? And you're into it.
Yeah, I'm really into it, dude. I'm really into it. And I was into it when he came back in WWE when he was doing what was so amazing is when he came back to WWE and he did that spot with Elias, the punches this man was throwing were
I'll forget it.
I mean, just one of the best that I've ever seen. And he's done that for 40 freaking years.
Big.
Big. Big. Very excited for that match. Very, very excited.
We also had Ruby Soho defeating Sky Blue. It looks like Ruby, Tony, and Saraya are going after like the homegrowns.
Yes. You know, they have a great opportunity here with Forbidden Door if Mercedes Moné comes in.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, she has a match. I mean, she could wrestle
Jamie Hayter.
That would be
And then the question will be, who does she align with? Will she be with Ruby and the WWE girls? Or does she stay babyface and side with Jamie after the match and help her? I think that's a great story for them to tell.
I think that closes out Forbidden Door.
That would be interesting. If that's the main event. Be very interesting. What else do we have here? Oh,
MJF.
Yeah.
MJF saying he's going to have a party in Winnipeg next week. He made sure to say he was the best wrestler in the world. Now, the speculation is that are we setting up some sort of Kenny thing in Winnipeg, or are we going to just straight up get the tease of what Don Callis had in the trios next week?
Well, we're getting Kenny and Jericho, aren't we?
No, they're doing this trios title next week, but I think that match will be first, and then if they do something with Kenny, it would be toward the end of the night.
You're getting a trios match.
Who? Like, why did I hallucinate that Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega are facing each other?
Because I got excited in our group chat and said, "Oh my God, they're facing off."
Why would
you say that? And then like 30 seconds later, they said it's going to be a three-way trios match.
Great.
Yeah, explain yourself.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I guess this is a setup for something. I think Kenny needs to get away from the trios. And put him in the singles, you know?
Yeah.
You could do a lot. FTR promo said that they're back and they called the Guns entitled A-Holes and they're coming for the titles. Great. Fantastic.
Great promo.
Jay Cargill lays out a challenge for the best that Canada has to offer in Winnipeg. The front runner is who? Taya Valkyrie?
That's a speculation.
Who else could it be?
Natty. Mephisto.
It's Natty.
Bret Hart.
Jesus.
Yeah, who's Canadian?
That'd be amazing.
Angelina Love. There's a few out there that could be. Mephisto, like I said. There's a couple more.
The best that Canada has to offer. Mm-hmm. Angelina Love.
Trish. That'd be amazing. Trish pulling a Jeff Jarrett and showing up on two shows at the same time.
That would be fun. My dog is screaming. I'm so sorry if you guys hear it. Chris Jericho, Daniel Garcia, Sammy Guevara with Jake Hager, Matt Menard, and Angela Parker defeated Top Flight and AR Fox. Danielson cut a promo. He said he's ashamed for tapping out. And then he said it's time to go home. Is he taking time off?
Well deserved.
Yeah, well,
speaking of time off, I thought Moxie was going to take time off, but you had him in a tag match with Claudio beating Alex Reynolds and John Silver.
Yeah, I guess they're continuing whatever they're doing. Powerhouse Hobbs defeated Wardlow to win the TNT title in a Falls Count Anywhere match. This was interesting because this came out of nowhere. He just won the title and they took it off of him. I'm curious why.
Yeah. Maybe because he lost it, like, legit.
Maybe.
And then he came out to help Hobbs, but Wardlow threw the stage. This is a good feud.
And then Raj went berserk on Twitter. So,
listen,
it happens.
I don't think people should take shit personally on Twitter, you know, especially from, like, wrestling pundits towards wrestlers. I don't think wrestlers should take shit seriously on Twitter, you know?
Yeah. Show did 858,000.
Gone are the days where you can, which I'm glad for, you can't really threaten anybody, which is a good thing. You know, where like QT could have easily been like, you say that to my face and I'll F you up. But, you know, he was just like, hey, listen, like, what do you want from me? You know,
what do you want from me? It's a pretend TV show with pretend people.
Yeah.
You know, Rampage. I'm going to skip over. I have no interest in doing this. AEW Dynamite. Wednesday next week, AEW Trios Championship match, House of Black defends against the Jericho Appreciation Society and the Elite. This is going to be that's the square off. There you go. That's the match.
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense. Thank you. You know, this guy, he infected my brain with that Jericho and Omega stuff. Where
it just totally took.
He had no ability. He had no ability to explain what he was talking about. MJF's having a bar mitzvah again. He is re-bar mitzvah. Oh, there you go. That's what happened. There you go. Yeah.
I think that's going to be the re-bar mitzvah. I think is going to be hysterical. Immediately popped.
What's the theme of his bar mitzvah? Do you know what Josh's bar mitzvah theme was?
Who?
Josh, America's oldest teenager. Josh Coleman.
Oh, I didn't know Josh was Jewish.
Yes. Coleman.
Interesting.
Do you know what his bar mitzvah theme was? I want you to guess.
Batman.
Dances with Wolves.
Bartman. Really?
Who has a Dances with Wolves bar mitzvah?
I guess Josh does, America's oldest frat boy.
Isn't that America's oldest frat boy? What a ridiculous concept for your bar mitzvah.
Wow, what was your bar mitzvah?
My bar mitzvah was, it was just wrestling, but not, it was like old-timey wrestling.
Just
like
theme.
Old, yeah, like singlets. I went to so many bar mitzvahs with great themes. I had one that the Yankees showed up. His dad worked for the Yankees.
No shit. And that was that, you got good Yankees too, probably.
No, 96 Yankees, 97 Yankees. Yeah. It was great.
Straw?
Strawberry was not there. I can't remember who came, but
Andrew Pettit. Was Andrew Pettit there?
Andy Pettit. I can't remember, man.
Wow.
I can't remember, but they all signed a poster for him and they gave it to him on his bar mitzvah. It was unbelievable.
Wade Boggs at least, right?
No, Wade Boggs wasn't on the team then.
Ricky Jeter? No, wasn't. Are you sure?
Jeter was not there, but he was on that team. Paul O'Neill?
No.
This is post Paul O'Neill. Paul O'Neill left in 95. He didn't win he didn't win it with them. Oh no, Paul O'Neill did win with them. Don Mattingly didn't win with them.
Yeah.
I think Paul O'Neill might have been there. It was his dad was like very high up in the Yankee organization.
That's fascinating.
I was like, I don't care for them. Where are the Mets? Where are those dopey Mets? Someone was smoking, you know, they would stink of weed at that point. It was a scrub team anyway. AW International Championship, Orange Cassidy defends against Jeff Jarrett, JEFFJARRET. Hangman, Stu Grayson, Evil Uno versus John Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler Yuta. TBS Championship, Jade Cargill defends in an open challenge against Canada's best. QTV with QT Marshall and TNT Champion Powerhouse Hobbs. The Outcasts speak as well. That's their name, by the way. The Outcasts, not the Outsiders.
What are they spray painting on people?
Green L. Loser. Green L's for loser. Oh.
Because the neon green, it makes it like it's hard to see on TV like what they're doing.
It's an L.
You know? It's an L for loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's do Q&A's. One thing
real, yeah. Before you do that, one thing real quick. The only thing on Rampage that was noteworthy was Mark Briscoe announced Reach for the Sky ladder match
at
Super Card of Honor.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
So they're going to be doing a crazy lunatic ladder match for the tag titles.
That's got cool. It. Have you guys been watching the Ring of Honor stuff?
I haven't yet. I'm so behind. I got to watch all like 18 hours of it.
I got
so behind on it. I got to watch. I've heard it's fine. It's actually a very good presentation, and people are enjoying it. I just gotta.
It's very bright. It doesn't remind you of ROH. It's brighter.
It's very bright.
It looks better.
Yeah, they got light.
A lot of Eddie Kingston.
A lot of Eddie Kingston,
which I'm definitely okay with. I like that too. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like we were kind of chatting on our group chat the other day of like, you know, like what are some of the things that Dynamite is missing? And I think more Eddie Kingston is something that would help, right?
I would. Where do you put him, though? Who does he feud with? Who does he work with? You know what I mean? That's part of the issue with him, because I love him, but where are you putting him? You got to do something positive.
I feel like there's still more in that Jericho-JAS feud with Kingston, you know? And like a good example also is FTR coming back, right? Like, I feel like FTR being on Dynamite, they should always be on Dynamite every week.
Every week, dude. Those guys should be on every single week. They are, you know, and this is part of the problem with AEW that I've had, because sometimes your favorites aren't on, you know, and then other times they don't do anything. And I want to see Kenny. I want to see Danielson. I want to see Mox. I want to see Hangman. Right. I know you got to move them to allow time for other people to get TV time, but like, I want to see Takeshita winning on Dynamite weekly.
Oh, yeah.
He should be. 100%. All right. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room, and we'll do our best to answer them. Super chat it.
We're doing these the old way, by the way, because our chat system is down. So.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to just...
There's a bunch of Twitter ones, too.
All right, I'll see if I can pull those up for us.
Okay.
Yeah, just copy and paste while we go through these. Explain yourself.
Gotcha.
All right. Here's one. New AEW TV show, says Pro Wrestling Joe in our chat. Yes, AEW is getting another TV show on a Turner property. I made a vague tweet responding to John Alba last week. And if you look at it, you could kind of figure out what I'm saying. You know, if there was ever a time to put on a TV show that AEW has on TBS, what day do you think that should go on? You know, what time is historically associated with professional wrestling? And what day on Turner? I think these are things you need to consider. I would expect an announcement maybe next month of something. You also remember they did trademark AEW Collision. The PW, I think it was PW Insider that reported that there was a trademark taken out for AEW Collision, and a lot of people assumed that it was maybe a mobile game or it was something else. You know, it could be for that TV show that they're working on. But I think, you know, there's a lot of wrestlers in that company that do not get in front of a national audience. And you're going to need guys to get in front of a national audience and get used to working it. And you need, you know, there is a demand. This Warner Media deal with AEW, they're very pleased with them. I don't know what that TV rights deal is going to look like, but they are very happy. They are first-run programming that's bringing 1 million people a week, regardless, you know, if it's 200,000 shy weekly for live viewers. But the +3 and +7 is well over 1 million. So they're in good standings right now. But you guys can figure out when they're going to put that show on.
Yeah, and you know it's going to be a lead-in from Young Sheldon or whatever.
Oh, my God. Well, what's on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on TBS? Is it a movie?
Sports.
Sports?
On that particular day.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times. Like,
is it?
They'll have golf and stuff on. So
is it NASCAR?
It just depends. No, not on Turner or Warner Brother properties don't have that.
MG, are you a NASCAR guy?
No, not really.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He is. You know that
secret NASCAR guy,
dude. He has like a broken down car in his backyard, and like he like paints it. And he puts on his helmet and gets in there and he goes vroom vroom and he pretends he's you know at the Indianapolis 500.
When he met us, he did say, "What's going on, Dale Jr.?"
Yeah, that's what he calls everybody.
Yeah, he calls everybody Dale Jr. It's weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. So weird. What else do we have?
This is from Joshua Charles Richard. So is Adam Cole not cleared?
I think he is. I think they're just
announced his match. He's on that. The day that reality show, the end of the month, I think.
No, he is cleared because he's been training. Yeah. He's cleared. He's been working out. He's essentially practicing. You know, he's back in the rings, working out. So he's definitely cleared.
Yeah, they're setting it up. Are you excited about that new reality show or no? Or could you care less?
I could care less.
Do you think because it's going to be too scripted?
No, it's just not my thing. I'm not a reality TV person. I don't have a lot of watch hour times that I could commit to.
Says the guy who ran an 8-season Big Brother show.
I ran it for 2 seasons and I couldn't do it anymore. Couldn't do it anymore. I didn't even like the show. I did it because there was demand.
And it's going to be on also... after.
Yeah,
it's going to be on.
It's a little late.
It's going to be on at 10 o'clock.
Well, right, there's your third hour. There's your test for your third hour, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But that's a good lead-in, though, you know, because then, you know, if they it seems like they're making it like a well-produced BTE.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. But, you know, it is interesting that they're putting it on after Dynamite from 10 to it's a 30-minute show, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 to 10:30 or 10 to 11.
Oh, I thought it was an hour.
Is it an hour? It could be an hour. Man, that's long, an hour. But... It could very well be a test to see if there is engagement at that hour. on a Thursday, on a Wednesday. So I don't want to see a third hour. I'm not saying they will have a third hour, but if the numbers are great, if you know, 500,000 people are watching, at least, I think that's a sizable audience to watch that reality show. Very interesting.
This is another question. Do you think Maliki Black should be future world champion one day?
Maliki Black. Is that how he wrote it?
Listen, man, I'm just reading what it says.
I'm just reading what it's saying, dude.
And I'm just copy and pasting it, so don't blame me on this one.
I think Malachi Black should be a world title contender.
Put the extra effort in, MG. If you see something is misspelled,
Maliki.
Don't say ha ha ha, joke's on you, guys.
I don't see half the stuff I misspell. Come on.
That is true. You're wearing prescription glasses when you have 20/20 vision.
big frame ones too. What do you think? You think Malachi Black should be a world champion?
Absolutely. I think, you know what? Baby steps. I want to see him. He's got the trios. I want to see him hold that TNT belt. I think he would be a great holder of the international belt, you know. And then, you know, once this guy is built properly, and listen, guess what? MJF completely built properly, right? Since day
Very
one.
Much, yeah.
That guy was built to have that belt at this point in time. Build the guy properly. Boom.
Here's a question from Twitch. Tusu, however you want to pronounce it. What is Jay White doing at this point? Is he in WWE or no? No, he hasn't signed anywhere. So I guess we'll find out. I don't know where he should. Where would you like to see Jay White go? Where do you think he'll have more success? Is it WWE? Is it AEW?
Or Impact, right?
He's not going to have that success level on Impact. There's no money there. You know,
he was already there.
He was already there.
Yeah, he was already there. I think he'd be big fish, small pond in Impact. I think he would get lost in the shuffle. This is my opinion. I think he would get lost in the shuffle in WWE. I think if you had a dedicated time slot for him on Dynamite every week, I think that's where he will be more successful on promos alone. Like, imagine Jay White going toe-to-toe with MJF on the microphone.
But, you know, you bring in Jay White and he feuds with Cody. You know, Styles is involved. There is a natural connection between all of them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
On the WWE side. I don't know if they would want to put the emphasis of importance on him on a guy that hasn't really been on national TV in North America to that extent.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm very, very curious by that. Let's see. Would WWE go private affect Nick Khan's role in the company? No. I don't think so. He'll still be in the position that he's in. Everybody's very fond of him. If your favorite wrestler was a character in Mortal Kombat, what would their fatality be? Rich?
I immediately thought of Mick Foley.
Okay.
But his fatality would be getting thrown off the Hell in a Cell onto somebody and then that person exploding, like that person is the like on the table and that person would just explode.
Wow. Okay,
what about you?
It would be, who would my favorite wrestler, who should it be? I think Bill Goldberg should be in that game, and he just goes into your heart. He spears you right into your heart. You like, you see him get tiny, goes through your belly button, and he just spears your heart. That could be his fatality.
Like
Ant-Man. What would Kenny Omega's be?
Oh, he would turn into Terminator.
You know what? Yeah, he turns into Terminator. Daniel Bryan just force feeds you vegetables until you explode.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about CM Punk?
Muffins, dude. He just berates you and throws muffins at you.
I think it would be simple. It would look cool. Like, the visual would be the go to sleep, but he makes your head explode on contact, right?
Yeah.
Good figure.
Yeah. That works.
That's good. All right. What else?
Big Mortal Kombat fan here, guys. I don't know if you know that. Let's see.
We have a couple more questions.
We got one more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yes.
Who should face MJF at Double or Nothing? Ricky Starks, Hangman, Adam Cole, or Kenny Omega?
Man, I Ricky Starks, Hangman Page, or Kenny Omega. I don't know what the answer here is because
Cole.
Or Adam Cole. Is it? I think it might be too soon for Adam Cole, or maybe not. But does Adam win lose? You know, I don't know how they should go by this because they definitely need to figure out how that top position is going to work. And right now, it's
you're
going
to have to
uncertain.
Heat somebody up. You're definitely going
you
to have to heat somebody
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you got
to
heat yeah. someone up, but you're also going to have to decide if you're keeping the title on MJF or you're going to drop the title. You know, how soon do you drop that title? How long should he have that title?
I will, out of those choices, I'm going to go Kenny Omega for Double or Nothing, and Kenny puts him over even more.
Or Kenny, can you save Kenny for Chicago?
Okay.
You know, you could do that too. I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer there is. I'm having a hard time. And I guess that's the cool part, right? When you don't know. Or should it be a guy like Wardlow? Should it be a guy that's a new up-and-coming guy? That challenges for the title.
I think Wardlow's firmly entrenched in that TNT title pursuit, right?
Yeah.
That's like the big man belt.
Oh, man, I got some sad news. Arn Anderson posted, last time my family suffered a loss. His older son, Brett, passed away.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He was 37 years old. Oh, man, that's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. All right. Anything else?
I don't think we have any more questions that I can see. Just a lot of comments.
A lot of comments. All right. Your favorite wrestler in Mortal Kombat. All right. Anything else? Let's do one more question and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, guys. Good. Let's not end the show on a down note.
That's sad, though.
Terrible. That is very sad. Guys, one more question. Make it an awesome one. And then we'll get out of here.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what the other the next questioner comes in gets it in the chat.
It's gotta be a good one.
Better be a good one. Best original song. What is your prediction? What?
What's your predelection?
What
for the Oscars? Because the Oscars are no more. Do you watch the Oscars?
I don't watch the Oscars. No, I don't watch movies. I don't watch any of it.
Really? I know you don't watch movies. You Wikipedia movies.
Was the Mattman family planning to come to LA? We will not be in LA. If The Rock was wrestling, I think we would have. Will you come over for chili tonight? Joel Pearl asks. What kind? Is it like vegan chili? Is it turkey chili? I love a good turkey chili.
You know, I'm soured on
4-hour drive, I'm there.
You know what? You know what we're making today? Borscht.
Ooh.
I love a good borscht.
Got them beets going, huh?
Dude, that's how I energize, dude. Just beets.
Just beats all day.
Just beats.
Pro Wrestling Joe has a good question.
All right, what is it?
Choose your opponent in a hair versus hair match.
Oh, shit. me versus Seth versus Andrade.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
How about just you John Alba, versus... and...
me, John Alba, and Chris Van Vliet in a hair versus hair match? Bischoff would have to be the special guest referee because that guy has a great set of hair.
Absolutely. It would be a toupee versus tope match.
One day I'm going to take this thing off, dude. I'm just going to peel it right off.
It's going to be like Men in Black. It's going to be like the little guy.
The little guy inside, yeah.
The little guy in there controlling the gears.
Yeah. Andrade, where
was
he at?
Little Dave Meltzer in there.
Andrade was hurt, and he's jacked up now. He's really jacked. You can follow him on Instagram. He's posting his workout videos.
You know what would be a great hair versus hair match?
What?
Two guys you don't want to see bald. Hangman versus MJF.
Oh, man. No.
Right?
Hangman and Jungle Boy.
Oh.
I feel like Jungle Boy's a given, though, right? Because he's got very luxurious hair.
Don't ever cut that boy's hair.
You need
over
a guy
on Twitch,
that...
go ahead. But over on Twitch, T-Pro 83, Brian Alvarez lost hair... His hair matched to Vince.
Yeah, he dropped to Vince. Vince won.
That's like when you're in high school and or like junior high and somebody accidentally like nares himself.
That used to happen a lot.
It did happen surprisingly a lot, right?
You know who has the opposite problem? Karrion Kross should not have hair.
Yo, luxurious.
He first of all, he has a great head of hair. And he's like a handsome man. He's not menacing. He doesn't look as menacing as he did when he was like a lunatic with bald hair, with a bald head. Now he just looks like a good, handsome-looking guy with tattoos.
Even if it was just stubble. I think if he just had it down to the stubble, it would look.
But you know what? You got a good head of hair. Why would you want to get rid of it? He probably hated that. He probably wants his hair.
I know a lot of bald and balding brothers out there were upset when he grew his hair back so perfectly because they were like, yeah, he's one of ours.
Do you know what I've been getting asked constantly from people? And now I have to give an answer. People are asking me about getting a hair transplant in Turkey. This is like a thing now.
Oh, no.
People go to Turkey to get a hair transplant. Okay.
I read about that.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah, don't.
Like, I'm sure there's like good clinics. But what are you doing? It's like Chauncey. You know, Chauncey went down to Turkey to get his teeth. And
Didn't he also get like a Brazilian butt implant?
He did get a BBL. Yeah, he got a BBL in Turkey also. He has the biggest ass in Monaghan, Ireland now, I'm telling you. This dude is walking around with so much junk in his truck. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But he went to Turkey and he got like $100,000 worth of dental work done for $5,000.
Yeah, that tells you something.
It tells you something. It tells you something. Wild. Unbelievable. All right, that's it. We're wrapping up. See you later, guys. Take care.
Bye.